Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Well, I'm actually here now with Teresa from the Belmont Hotel in Llandudno. Hi Teresa, you okay?
Very well, thank you, Michael.
It's great to talk to you again, and we had a really good weekend back in November as part of the past pupils from St Vincent, so really thank you for such a great opportunity and somewhere to stay.
Pleasure.
And do you want to tell us a little bit of background about the hotel and the charity behind it and everything, if you don't mind?
Yeah, no problem at all. The Belmont Hotel is situated in Llandudno, up by the pier for anyone who stayed in Llandudno. So it's about a 5-minute walk from the seafront. We have 27 ensuite bedrooms, so we hold a maximum of 45 people. So it's quite a sort of bespoke offering we have. It's not too big and it's not too small. It just creates a nice homely atmosphere when people come to stay. We offer a dinner, bed and breakfast basis to all our clients. We have a 24-hour bar, and we also do bar promotions such as happy hours and double up for a pound. They always seem quite popular, especially with your lot.
That is true. And I know, I think we kept the bar going for quite a long time, quite a lot of late nights and things, but it's a nice, relaxing environment, isn't it? It's quite small, so quite intimate, but very nice for just relaxing in.
Yeah, definitely. And I think because everything is on the doorstep, it's so accessible to get to. The other thing is, Llandudno is quite flat. It's also quite safe in terms of a town. And people are so helpful and friendly that, you know, if anyone does get lost, we're always getting people brought back by sort of someone and guiding them in the right direction. So we're very lucky that the whole town has got that sort of feel about it.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the charity behind the hotel as well?
Yeah, I can. It's owned by the Royal Blind Society, which is 150 years old. They've just gone into association with the Royal London Society for the Blind too, which is mainly for children and young adults. But the hotel is still being run by the Royal Blind Society. And the way it's run is going to be exactly the same. Nothing's changed for us there at the moment.
And so typically, what would... You know, what sort of clients would you tend to have, or customers, I should say, really? And you know, what do you tend to cater for?
We have a real mixed bag. We have 4 weeks in the year where we dedicate the whole hotel to children and families, where they come away and we put on a whole week of amusements, entertainment, excursions, discos, cupcake decorating. And then we have a real mixed bag of people who come and stay, and I'd say we have a fair few young adults, then we have a few middle-aged people, and then we have the older generation too.
Mm-hmm. And the good thing is as well, if you've got a group who are thinking of going, you can tailor things for them as well, can't you?
No problem at all. We've got a swinging 60s coming up. In March this year we did a medieval theme. So we had a big medieval banquet with lots of meat and mead and cheeses, jacket potatoes, and Adrian dressed up as Friar Tuck.
That would be interesting to see. So you do themed weekends throughout the year as well, do you now?
Yeah, we have. We've got quite a few running. We've got one running in June where we're going to do game shows, plus we're going to put on an optional excursion to go to Bellevue, the dogs in Bellevue. If people wanted to go, we've got some volunteers to take them, and we'll get a minibus together and off we'll go to Bellevue for the evening. So we've done it before and it was very successful.
And just mentioning the minibus, you have said in the past you can help with transport as well if people are coming to visit the hotel.
Yeah, we've got a car. Which we can use our hotel card to pick people up from the station too. And secondly, we're fingers crossed, we may even be getting our own minibus, which will help. We can do our own excursions then and take people out.
That's great. So if you were, say, a local society or a local group thinking of coming to the hotel, is that something you tend to do as well sometimes?
Yeah, we do quite a lot of group bookings, but we also do individuals as well.
And you're open 7 days a week, and apart from you close a little bit before November, do you?
We close for 2 days in November, just so we can put the Christmas decorations up. And then after New Year, we close. We have an 8-week close down.
Right, it's the early part of the year. But is there anything else which you want to mention before we move on?
No, we accept guide dogs, obviously. We've got beds and bowls for them. The spending area is about 70 paces from the hotel, and dogs can be free run up at Happy Valley, and they can also go onto the beach. There is a ban, I think it's from May to October, though, to let dogs loose on the beach.
Right, so Happy Valley is great, though, isn't it? It's only a 2-minute walk up the hill.
And it's fabulous.
Great place for them. I know Tommy went for a good run there with Quinn, and it was good. And it's a lovely environment. I mean, if you don't know Llandudno at all, the hotel is pretty much directly opposite the pier, and where the Punch and Judy sometimes is in the summer as well, isn't it?
He's been out all week because obviously it's Easter, and they've also got their own display because there's a centenary for Punch and Judy at the moment. Although it's not called Punch and Judy anymore. It's called Wooden Headed Follies.
Okay.
Nice, politically correct now.
Of course. And what else is there in sort of Llandudno which people might want to do on a trip to the hotel?
There's quite a lot to do in Llandudno. There's obviously the pier. It stretches out into the sea for half a mile. So once you've walked up it and down it, you've done a 4 mile, believe it or not. Behind the hotel is a hill called the Great Orme. And there's a tram that goes to the very top of there. And then you can get the cable car down. It is a very old-fashioned cable car. It's open. There's no sort of closed area with plastic or windows. So do wrap up well. As I say, we've got a very nice shopping area. It's all completely flat. And that's 5 minutes from the hotel itself. We've got two shores. We've got West Shore. We've got North Shore. We've got an open-top berth where you can buy a 24-hour ticket. And that will take you through Llandudno, and then on to Deganwy, Clanrothes, and then into Conwy, where obviously Conwy Castle is, and the smallest house in Britain. It's also a walled town, so you can walk around the walls, and then you can come back on the open-top bus. There's also a vintage bus that will take people around the Great Orme and tell you a bit of the history around there, because there's copper mines on the Orme, which you can visit. And there's also the old station from the First and Second World Wars where the gun turrets are. So that's quite an interesting place to visit too. And they're all on the Great Orme.
So there's plenty to do there as well. And do you still have the other hotel as well?
We do, in West Sussex, mm-hmm. The Bradbury.
Do you know anything about that at all?
I do. It's half the size of us. It takes 23 people and it's got 17 rooms. It's in a village called East Preston, which isn't far from Littlehampton. It has a massive garden, and it also has behind the back of the hotel a huge common, which is where people with guide dogs quite favour it because it's nice to free run them there. They run in exactly the same manner as us. I'm not sure about the bar promotions like we do, but it is run in the same manner. It's dinner, bed and breakfast, but they do have a mini bus and they do quite a lot of excursions out as well.
Thank you very much, Teresa. Really good to talk to you. And if people are interested in booking the hotel or getting in touch with you, what's the best way of doing that?
If they just give myself or Beverly a phone call, and our telephone number is 01492 877 770, or you can go onto our website and email us.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. And if you want to book, you know, get in touch with the hotel. Great place, and we definitely recommend it.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.